This is Akashvani. The news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.70 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
Jiska allocation hai wo badhake 8 lakh 70 hazar crore kar diya gaya hai.
Mr. Vaishnaw said Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. The airport located in the temple city of Madurai is one of the oldest airports in the state. Meanwhile, in other major decisions, Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs yesterday approved the revised total capital cost of 3,630.77 crore rupees for the construction of greenfield road connectivity to Jewar International Airport in the Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh from Delhi Faridabad Ballabgarh Sohna spur of the Delhi-Mumbai Expressway. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 5 new train services today, including 2 Amrit Bharat Express trains from Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu through video conferencing. The other services include 2 express trains and a passenger train from Tiruchirappalli and another passenger train from Ernakulam in Kerala. The Ministry of Railways said the new train services will benefit passengers across Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Odisha and Jharkhand. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate 3 redeveloped Amrit Bharat railway stations at Shornur, Kuttipuram and Changnacherry in Kerala. The stations have been upgraded at a combined cost of around 52 crore rupees under the Amrit Bharat station scheme. Earlier, in a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said he is looking forward to attending various programs in Ernakulam in Kerala and Tiruchirappalli in Tamil Nadu today. In Kerala, he will attend the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the Akhil Keral Dhivar Sabha, an organization working for the welfare of fishermen. In Tiruchirappalli, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees. The ongoing conflict in West Asia between the United States, Israeli coalition and Iran has entered its most intense phase. Speaking to reporters during a briefing at the Pentagon yesterday, U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has described it as the most intense period of strikes against Iranian targets since the operation began. Mr. Hegseth said, the United States will continue its operations until its objectives are achieved. The War Secretary noted that Iran's missile response has declined in the last 24 hours. However, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said his country would keep fighting as long as necessary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a detailed conversation this evening with Iran's Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi on the latest developments regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed to remain in touch. Dr. Jaishankar has also discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia with Germany's Foreign Minister John Waitfel. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the two leaders exchanged views on the evolving situation in the region. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke with his South Korean counterpart Cho Hyun on the developments in West Asia, including its possible implications for energy supplies. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has arrived in Santiago, Chile to represent India at the presidential inauguration ceremony today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said, India is looking forward to engaging with Chilean leadership to further strengthen the partnership across trade, critical minerals, energy and people-to-people ties between both the countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.